Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Today I want to speak to you again about the Lord Jesus being the Anointed Christ. Yesterday I drew to your attention how that Jesus was prophet, priest, and king, and was anointed as such. And not only was Jesus a prophet, a priest, a king, he was the greatest and is the greatest prophet, priest, and king. He is the preeminent one of all Scripture. He is the sum and the substance of the Old Testament. It's all about him, and the New Testament is all about him. Do not be waylaid, misled, misinformed. If you are pursuing, listen to me, if you're pursuing anything, anyone other than the Lord Jesus, you're way off straying on a wee bunny path, and it will lead you to no good. Jesus Christ, the Lord, will be the central one in glory. So let's start beholding his glory now. His glory should be beheld, should be a passion in our lives. The old Puritan John Owen said it like this. He said, look, if you don't start beholding his glory now by faith, you will never behold it by sight in the next life. Jesus Christ, prophet, priest, and king. John chapter 7 shows us how he's the prophet. Verse 46, a group of boys had been sent off to arrest Jesus. Now they come back and they say, never man spake like that man. Wait a minute, hold on, where's Jesus? Oh, well, we didn't arrest him. Well, why not? Never man spake like that man. Hey, wait a minute. We would have sent you off to arrest him. Where is he? We couldn't arrest him. Why not? Never man spake like that man. Can you imagine Jesus holding his enemies at bay? Just when they heard him speak, they couldn't arrest him. Oh, he's wonderful. He's the prophet. Well, what does it mean, never man spake like this man? Does it mean that he spoke with great majesty? I think it does. But then again, so did Isaiah. Well, maybe it means he spoke with great authority. Well, yes, of course he did. But then so did Moses. Maybe it means he spoke with great pathos and compassion. Yes, but so did Jeremiah. Maybe it means then that he spoke with great humanness. Yes, but so did David. You know, I can relate to David. I wouldn't mind hanging out with David. Not so sure I would like to hang out with Moses. But what does it mean? Never man spake like that man. Let me tell you this. Jesus Christ is the eternal Word. And he spoke with all majesty, authority, and pathos, and humanness, and divinity. And if ever you are to hear from God, or I am to hear from God, you must come into relationship with Jesus Christ through faith in his work, in his shed blood, in his person, and let him save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.